Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the truth, can they dump you and still love you? I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing the truth. Can they dump you and still love you? So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you will likely wonder if it's possible that they still love you. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing 3 points to consider regarding if your dumper ex can still love you. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is different types of love. So first of all, it's very important that we discuss the fact that there are different types of love, and we can separate these into two main categories, platonic love and romantic love. Now when we're talking about trying to get an ex back, we need them to feel romantic love towards us. If there is no romantic love, then at best, all that can be is a friendship. And this is where we have to really look in an intricate sense about the type of love that your ex-dumper may feel towards you. Now, it's important to say that sadly, not every dumper will feel love for their ex. However, it's absolutely possible. But if they do, what type of love is this? And this is where point number one comes into play. Because as I said, you need your ex-dumper to feel romantic love if you want to try to get them back into a romantic relationship. So if your ex-dumper feels platonic love towards you, then yes, they're feeling love. But unfortunately, this is not the love which is going to help you towards getting back together in the connection that you desire. Now, some people will say, well, a romantic relationship needs a basis of being best friends. And I'm not here to argue the fact that being friends, being compatible in every way, is going to give you the best possible chance of having a long-lasting, loving relationship. It's absolutely true. Now, you do need that friendship angle, but there is a difference between having a friendship within your romantic relationship and the only love felt between you being platonic love. Now, that might sound somewhat complex what I've just said there, but there is a very important difference. Yes, you need to feel a friendship within your romantic relationship, but the love between you is romantic love, not platonic love. Because if you only feel platonic love, you can only have platonic friendship. So there is a big difference here. And if your ex-dumper feels platonic love towards you, then sadly, the best they will offer is a platonic friendship. In essence, they will try and friend zone you. Now, can you escape the friend zone? Well, it's possible, but not likely. From my research and experience, if you have previously been in a romantic relationship with someone, then once you are friend zoned, it's very difficult to escape that position. Now, don't get me wrong, you will always have the thoughts, the memories, the special connection between you. That bond, which is developed through intimacy, is very, very special. And there will always be the potential spark, which could hopefully develop into something more magical and more romantic. However, if somebody is feeling romantic love towards you, they have got to a different level of feeling towards you. And if they're feeling platonic love, it is not the same degree. And therefore, in my opinion, unless they regrow enough romantic emotional attraction, they will not get beyond that platonic love position. And if that is what they're feeling right now, if that is what they're putting out to you right now, if you decide to accept that, then I believe you're going to find it very unlikely and very difficult to escape the friend zone. So is it possible to escape the friend zone? Yes. Is it likely? Well, in my research, no, it's not. And this is because your ex-dumper will be feeling feelings towards you which are not congruent with a romantic relationship. It could still be constituted as love, but not the right love, not the love that you need. Now, can you regrow that love in the right direction? Yes, you can, but it's very tough. And you certainly, in my opinion, are going to find it even tougher if you do it within a connection. If you accept an active platonic friendship with your ex, you're going to find it very, very hard to escape the friend zone. The best way to escape the friend zone is to not be an active platonic friend. It doesn't mean you can't be respectful. It doesn't mean you can't be kind. It doesn't mean you can't be there for your ex in certain important situations and instances, but you should not be having an active platonic friendship with your ex if you want to get them back. Now, if you don't mind being friends with your ex, then it's absolutely fine. But please don't kid yourself. Don't pretend you're happy with this if secretly you're trying to escape the friend zone. Because to escape the friend zone, you can't be friends in the first place. To regrow enough romantic emotional attraction, you need to do this from a distance. It's much tougher to do it from within. So please, don't be fooled, don't be tricked, don't be confused between the different types of love. Because can your ex but dumper feel love towards you? Yes, they can. Not all of them do, but certainly they can feel love towards you. But you need to make sure it's the right type of love. Because if you don't have the right type of love from your ex but dumper, then you are not going to be in the romantic loving relationship that you desire. Instead, you're going to be friend zoned, you're going to have your wings clipped, and in essence, you're going to be there waiting and ready for them to one day say, hey, I've got a new girlfriend or I've got a new boyfriend. Do you want to hang out with us? Do you want to spend some time? Do you want to come to this party that I'm going to with my new partner? Of course you don't want to do that. So you can't be a friend, but if you're a friend, you're going to be treated like a friend. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is circumstances. So circumstances involve all of the possibilities that your ex but dumper decided to end your relationship that were not directly connected to your behaviour. Now that, again, might sound somewhat complex. Let me try and break this down. Let's say, for instance, that you or your ex have got to work away due to your job. Maybe you've got a new job. Maybe your current job means you've got to work away. And this is creating distance. This is meaning you can't see each other for a sustained period of time. Maybe your partner decides this can't go on any longer. They miss you too much and they've decided to end the relationship because it's not working for them, not being able to have a relationship where they can't see you very frequently. Now, this could be considered a circumstantial breakup. Now, please don't get me wrong. I do believe that if there is enough romantic emotional attraction between you, then this is something that you will try and find a workaround. So if your relationship ends due to the type of circumstance that I've suggested, then I do believe there's probably more at play, which is sadly causing a loss of romantic emotional attraction. However, for the purpose of today's podcast and concentrating on potential circumstances, we're just going to be throwing that one out there. Of course, there can be an almost unlimited amount of possibilities as for why a relationship has ended due to a circumstance, due to a situation. Now, in this scenario, there can still be romantic love felt. The type of love that we want, the type of love that we need, the type of love which is necessary to bring you two back together. However, the circumstance is keeping you apart. So when we're asking ourselves the question, can they dump you and still love you? Yes, they can, especially in this situation. Within certain circumstances, the level of romantic emotional attraction sadly would have dropped. That is why they've decided to end the relationship. But there will still likely be a core of romantic love. This is not going to have developed, luckily for you, into the platonic love most of the time, if it's been in the way that I've described. Instead, the burning fuel and flame of romantic love will still be there, but sadly, it would have dropped due to the circumstances. It's hit the necessary low point. They've actioned the breakup. But beneath this, there is still that burning love. And therefore, if the circumstances can be sorted out, there is every chance that you might be able to get your ex back. This is different to if your ex but dumper is now feeling platonic love towards you. Again, if they're feeling that, you're going to have to get out of a friend zone, and the way to do such is to not accept platonic friendship in the first place. If somebody throws back at you, hey, would you like to be friends? I would suggest you say something along the lines in your own words, such as, hey, look, you know, I will always see you as more than a friend, so I'm afraid I can't accept that. Okay, you're not being rude, you're not being unkind, you're just saying, I can't just be a friend with you. And at that point, you should move forward, never contacting your ex again, unless they contact you first. But if this is more like point number two for you, and it's circumstantial, the situation between you was going really, really well, your relationship was really, really strong, and then a circumstance has taken place, which has sadly caused distance or a problem between you, there is still likely to be that burning romantic love deep inside. However, it has dropped to a certain point. That's why your ex is actually in the breakup. But it's still there, and it can still be revitalized if you behave in the right way, if you live your life the right way, and more importantly, if the circumstances can be sorted out. So that's something very, very important for you to consider if you're considering why you were dumped and whether or not your ex can still love you after breaking up with you. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about the truth. Can they dump you and still love you? And point number three is actions. Now, point number three is all about things you have done or things you haven't done. Perhaps you stopped dating your partner. Perhaps you became complacent. Perhaps you started living your life in a way which was so different to the direction of your ex, but you started growing apart. Now, if this type of action, or shall we say inaction in this respect, has taken place, then sadly, if your ex but dump has ended the relationship, they've probably ended the relationship because the romantic love has completely dried up. Maybe they do still feel a level of platonic love towards you, but sometimes that is even gone as well. When people are complacent, when people are behaving in an unattractive way, then sadly, the flames of desire do start to peter out until, unfortunately, they disappear for good, and the level of romantic emotional attraction hits a very, very low point indeed. I don't think romantic emotional attraction is ever likely to completely extinguish, but it would be very, very low, and the challenge ahead of you would be much tougher to get your ex back, although not impossible. You would have to do some level of reinventing yourself in a truthful, genuine way, becoming a version 2.0 of yourself. It's possible, but there is a challenge ahead of you. Now, the other type of action which could have taken place is where the paradox comes into play, because what I've just said is not necessarily as bad as what I'm about to. And yet, if you are somebody who has cheated on your now ex, if you are somebody who has done or caused some type of action which has caused a sudden amount of pain to your now dumper, in some type of twisted way, you actually stand more chance of getting your ex back because the level of romantic emotional attraction is still likely to be quite strong in certain ways. Now, you have caused your ex-dumper pain. We've used the example that you cheated on them. It could be some type of other situation, but in essence, your action has caused the breakup. But before that action, things were going well. Before that action, things were going fine. You were doing well, they were doing well, you were doing great together. You did something that hopefully you regret and hopefully you will never do again, but your ex-dumper decided to become your ex-dumper because they felt it was very, very bad. They felt it was horrific to them and they could no longer see being in a relationship with you. However, they have behaved in a reactionary way. They have decided to action the breakup due to what you have done, not necessarily because of the relationship itself. And therefore, the level of romantic emotional attraction, the level of love that they actually feel for you is probably still quite high, because in their mind, the relationship was going well. It was just unfortunate the terrible thing that you did has caused a sudden shockwave through their system. Now, I'm not saying they should take you back. I'm not saying anybody should believe that they should want to take you back. But what I am saying is that I do see a lot of people in this instance decide to want to reconnect with their now dumpee. And this is because, as I just said, the level of romantic emotional attraction is actually still strong. It's still there. It's still burning. It's just the shock of what has happened needs to wear off, and there needs to be a genuine belief that you are sorry and will never do this again, which might mean you stand a better chance of getting your ex back than if the flames of attraction pretty much died out due to complacency, due to growing apart, drifting apart. That is where the paradox comes in, because it could easily be argued that cheating on your now ex was much worse than just not dating them as regularly as you perhaps should have done. However, to the dumper mindset, there is a big difference. Now, of course, everybody is going to take situations, take actions differently. Every circumstance is different. However, by and large, generally speaking, this is what we see when we're asking a question about can they dump you and still love you? And if you behave in a way which is pretty bad, to say the least, but your relationship was by and large very, very good beforehand, then yes, your ex-dumper is still likely to love you deep inside in a romantic sense and in a way where possibly in the future you can get your ex back.